A reading from Matthew 7:15-20. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus by their fruit you will recognize them.
Ronald Reagan one time said, "Trust but verify." And oftentimes we're confused when we see a person who has authority actually preaching or teaching or asserting something that is actually totally false. And how difficult it is to discern somebody who is authentic versus somebody who has, for lack of a better word, an agenda. And here, I think it's so beautifully put. It's like when Peter says in, I believe, his first letter, be alert. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion. He wishes to devour you. I think it is such a wake-up call for us who have disarmed ourselves to fall into the trap of believing everything we hear. And Jesus here in this beautiful passage comparing a false prophet to a ferocious wolf, I think that's amazing.
Funny, he's calling us to look at the fruit of people's lives, not just what they say. What they're saying may line up to the truth, but what's the outcome of their lives? I think of some radio and TV personalities I've seen who are constantly cutting down other people's belief systems. I'm not even talking about the ones who preach a message and then live in sin. That doesn't surprise me as much as the people who are constantly ripping on other people's theologies. And then you look at them, they're some of the most miserable people, and you say, what happened to the joy of your salvation and the fullness of the Spirit? These things that you're preaching about truth should have some kind of transformation value in your life.
Well, the two things I think of as you were speaking, one is that in the fullness of time, God sees the totality of who we are, and therefore it is from the vantage point of God seeing into the heart and soul of any one of us. He sees the entire process. He sees the claim in terms of the words and then the fruit in terms of the works or the action. So I think of that to a certain extent. But in addition to that, you have to say how hard it is for us. We're not God. We don't see all things to be. I guess this goes to judgment and to seeing people in a fair way, in a proper way, where we don't see everything. And it's hard to judge the good from the bad that way. Sometimes somebody is very articulate and can preach the word, and they're living a life that is not in conformity to that. But sometimes the strangest people can bless you.
Yeah, even you may have the best discernment in the world. You can discern spirits when they walk into a room. You can discern people's characters, but none of us is foolproof. And alarming sometimes when there's someone we look at, and even it looks like the fruit of their life is good, and we discover something else going on. And so the warning here is to observe fruit very closely. Not to judge, but to be discerning and to be able to recognize what's coming from a good tree and what's coming from a bad tree.